You're tuned in to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm DJ Rest and Digest with you here for the next hour. Got a quick announcement. Have you ever had a bad day and wanted to talk to someone about it but decided you shouldn't? This message is telling you to talk it out. Talk to the people around you, and that can make you feel better. Having others look at the situation you're dealing with can help you clear it up and sort through the issue faster. Sometimes when we bottle things up, the feelings can come back stronger. So by talking to someone who we trust and is willing to listen, we can clear things up in no time. From your chatty DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington. So we've got, we've got some exciting music lined up. But before I get into that, I wanted to let you know we are doing a spring pledge drive here, a little spring fundraising on this snowy morning. Now through March 4th, you can donate to us here at WRUV and other clubs on campus, but you know, we here at WRUV hoping you will support us. It keeps the lights on, it keeps the music going, it keeps our equipment up to date. You can go to our Instagram page at WRUVFM to make a contribution, or head on over to go.uvm.edu/LMCWRUV. Put in the amount of your choice and fill out the rest of the form, and voila. The really cool thing is that we are $300 away from our $6,000 goal. We are kicking butt in a really good way. So thank you to everyone who's already donated, and tell your friends. Yeah, that's all I got for you. So let's see. Let's kind of kick off like I normally do the morning set with some new music from Memory Scale. This is titled A Late Reading. Thanks for keeping it locked here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Thank you.
This is WRUV-FM, Burlington 90.1 on the dial. I'm DJ Rest and Digest. Hope you're having a good morning. The time is 7:28. We just heard the song Primordial Oceans. It's a remastered version by the artist Deep Space. And this morning we kicked off the set with two new songs by the artist Memory Scale. We heard A Late Reading and Life Density. And then in the middle of that little mini set, we heard Deep Sky from the artist Earth and Sea on the Ghost Poems release. Let's see. I was just looking out the window and I'm trying to see, is it still snowing? Oh yeah, it's still snowing. If you're out there driving, walking, bicycling, however you are commuting around this morning, do take good care. There's some icy patches around. I definitely hit one on campus here on my walk in this morning. Very slippery. So time for some news and weather. Speaking of slippery travel, it's 32 right now outside with light snow, and there's a hazardous weather note here for the National Weather Service, just because it is slippery. There's going to be just some, you know, snow happening this morning. It might change over to rain later, but we shall see. Looks like a high temperature today of 41 degrees and less than a half an inch accumulation of snow is what we can look forward to. And now for some news from our friends at Vermont Digger. Short little snippet here from an article about Governor Scott's plan to cut back on free school meals. I'm going to read a little bit from the article. For Scott Fay, Director of Food Services in the Essex-Westford School District, the proof is in the cultural shift he's seen since the Universal School Meals program began during the COVID-19 pandemic. There are simply more students eating breakfast and lunch, and he's able to make better food. Quote, our cafeteria was kind of like a ghost town in the mornings, he said. Now our cafeteria is chock full of kids. It's just a beautiful community to see that wasn't there before. Although Universal School Meals started as a fully funded federal program in Vermont, the legislature voted in 2023 to continue the initiative indefinitely, committing state funds to provide free breakfast and lunch to students regardless of their household income. 2 years later, as part of his educational transformation plan, Governor Scott has put the state's Universal School Meals program to the chopping block. In his budget proposal presented last month, Governor Scott recommended the state prevent any property tax increases next year by buying down rates and cutting spending, including the breakfast and lunch initiative. According to Scott, nixing the program would help bring down education property taxes. He's also argued that the program is regressive. Quote, we should not be asking lower-income families to pay for meals for more affluent families, Amanda Wheeler, a Scott spokesperson, said this week. The proposal doesn't roll back school meal support entirely, but instead reverts to the needs-based construct that existed prior to Universal Meals. You can read the full article over at the Vermont Digger website if you are interested in the full story. All right. Still snowing. 32 degrees. Safe travels if you do get out there this morning. It's a little slippery in places, but I hope you're having a good morning so far. We're going to get back into some music. Up next from the album Heal is a song titled Room by Pavel Milyakov and Lucas Dupuy. And thanks for keeping it locked here at WRUV FM Burlington. Oh, and before I go into the music, just a quick reminder. It is our spring pledge drive, and we are $300 away from our $6,000 goal. Thank you to everybody who has donated to keep the lights on and the music flowing here at the radio station. If you're interested in helping us out, no matter what size contribution, whether that's $5 or $50 or anything in between, head on over to our Instagram page at WRUVFM, or the website to donate is go.uvm.edu/LMCWRUV. And thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to WRUV-FM Burlington. In the background, we are listening to Spirals and Portals by Steve Roach. 7:54, I'm wrapping up my show for this week. Thanks for keeping it locked here at WRUV. Travel safe out there if you're in the Burlington area. It's snowy, a little slippery. Keep it locked in for great music throughout the rest of your Thursday. And just a quick update and reminder, it's the spring fundraising drive here at the station. We are so close to reaching our $6,000 goal, just a little over $200 away. Thank you to whomever donated this morning. That's awesome. Thanks for getting us that much closer. If you're interested in donating, you can go to go.uvm.edu/LMCWRUV or hit up our Instagram at WRUVFM. Thanks for keeping us on the air here, keeping our equipment up to date, and keeping the music going. Enjoy your Thursday.